Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
This fall, the Connors are moving to Wednesdays.
I'm in!
And things are looking up.
If it's death, I'm kissing him right on the mouth.
They may be down.
Let's just be happy we're working. Easier said than done.
Yeah!
But they're not out.
We're Connors, and we're going to get through this the way we always do. We're going to watch TV. We're going to drink beer, and we're going to blame all our troubles on the government.
The Connors, season premiere Wednesday, October 21st on ABC.
All right, you're listening to the Dave Plyer Show on 720 WGN. So the ABC hit, The Connors, returns with all new episodes beginning Wednesday at 8 Central on ABC. Lisa Goranson plays Becky and has since 1988. And she... Does that sound like too long?
It's a long time ago.
It's a long time ago. And you're not old. I mean, it's just you were young when you did it. But Lisa Goranson joins us on the Team Hochberg phone line. What's going on? How are you?
Oh, I'm so good. I'm in New York, and I haven't been here since last October, late October last year because of COVID. And I made so many trips to come back here, and they were all canceled.
Oh.
There was just one more restriction and the quarantining and all that. And I've been working. So it's just beautiful here. I'm loving the weather change. I'm loving seeing my old friends. I feel like it's one huge leap for Lisa Kind.
That's awesome. I was going to say, LA is a temporary home when you're filming. It's Chicago is still your grounded hometown, but your place is in New York. I mean, you really do have three homes. What did you do during this whole pandemic? Like binge watching, drinking, what everything? What were you doing?
Binge drinking. I got a place in LA after, you know, I've been there for 4 years now. Obviously I spent time there when I was a kid, but, I got really tired of living in temporary housing. It just didn't feel grounding to me. Mm-hmm. So I got a place out there and I just really just, you know, hit Lowe's and painted the walls and ripped stuff out. And I mean, it would have been great if I had one of those just like set up a camera when I was trying to throw these chains over this pipe in order to hang one of those pot hangers in my kitchen.
Yeah.
You know, it's like an iron. It weighs like, 75 pounds.
8 billion pounds, yeah.
And I'm standing on like two chairs and dangling and, it was absurd.
Yeah.
But I had time to do it. And
right.
I have to say that menial home tasks really saved me because I don't know what else I would have done.
Yeah. I think that's for everybody. Everybody kind of dug in, went through things. We donated like 30 boxes worth of clothes and stuff that we just weren't using, toys, things from kids that we just weren't using anymore. I mean, it was a good time to do some mental house cleaning and some physical house cleaning, wouldn't you say?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And then, after I toiled and toiled and I saw the process and the progress of my home coming together. And then it was just all of a sudden it was done.
Yeah.
You know, and then I went, oh no, now what? I mean, I just went, oh, there's just so much to do. And then thankfully work started.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's amazing to me. I mean, yours was one of the first, really, in television that went back into production. You guys, no holds barred, just said, yeah, let's get back on set and start doing stuff. I mean, we're craving some kind of fresh entertainment right now. I'm tired of watching the same thing over and over and binge. I'm binged out. Like, I'm ready for some fresh content. So that was good timing.
Well, I'm really excited because I am too, and I also was excited to make fresh content, and you know, we definitely were, have been kind of like the canary in the coal mine. We started on our lot at Radford, CBS Radford, and it was no one else on the lot. Yeah. And then, you know, it was like maybe several weeks later, you know, 3 or 4 weeks later, there was like suddenly the whole lot was buzzing.
Yeah.
So there was a sense of kind of we were there first, and then now it's like all around us, there's life and content. But what's really exciting is, you know, we're really just mirroring what's been going on in life in America. You know, we're totally addressing the COVID situation. And, you know, I feel like it's going to be fun for people to kind of see that mirrored in a way. And hopefully, you know, that we can, what I think we really need as a country is to have a little bit of laughter, too.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
After all this.
Yeah, no kidding. No kidding. And I would think, too, that, you know, you're used to doing the show in front of an audience. You're a Broadway actress. You're used to being on stage around the country doing things with a live audience. Is it a little weird? I mean, I know you got a cast and crew that are probably throwing in some laughter, so you know where your spots are.
What's
but
funny?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, there's so much that's different in that regard. You know, our audiences usually are made up of fans of the show, and some of them, you know, fans of Roseanne and long-term fans, loyal fans. And so people, there's just such an excitement when people are there, you know, it's like they know that they're going to see a new show and they're going to be a part of it. And it does give us a lot of energy. One thing I miss is sometimes I'll have a joke that all week I'll think, oh, this isn't funny. And then the audience, I'll get a laugh, you know, on Friday night.
That's cool.
And it'll fuel me so much. It'll give me, you know, I thought, oh my gosh, I thought this was a dud. And it does wonders for my ego to actually not feel like a complete failure.
That's awesome. Yeah.
But, you know, it is what it is. And the audiences will be back at some point.
Yeah. You know, it's a mental challenge. I mean, at some point, I mean, I don't know, but I'm sure you're pent up too, but I want to get out. And I know there's just certain things aren't happening right now. Like I try to keep the train on the tracks over the summer and do some traditional things the best you can. But, you know, now as we're going into the holiday season, like there's certain things that you kind of expect that you're going to do. And that's going to be kind of put on hold too.
Absolutely. And I, you know, it's funny, just I think I was in Lowe's again recently because, you know, I'm just the handy woman these days, but, but I saw some of the, just the Halloween decorations and I thought I was moved by it. I felt like, and we are, by the way, we are doing a Halloween show, The Conners.
Of course you are. That was a standard for decades to do that. Oh yeah.
Well, and I realized because I'm not kind of really hokey about ritual so much, although I do love to eat under the tree at, you know, the artist formerly known as Marshall Field. Just seeing the Halloween display was just so moving. It was like there was some semblance of normalcy and ritual.
Yeah, right. No, absolutely. In fact, I got an update for you on the whole Walnut Room thing, because it's been closed since March. I mean, since this all happened, the Walnut Room's been closed, but they're reopening with, they usually seat about 550 people, but it's now only 140 something because of the guidelines that are out there. But they're going to do like a 3-course fixed meal for like $50, and it's the pot pie and the turkey and the Frango ice cream pie and all that, and the windows will be up. But this is the coolest thing, I think. If you don't want to go down there, and by the way, the Macy's, during all the protesting and looting and everything, got pretty beat up on State Street.
Yeah, I was going to ask what the state of things are in Chicago. It's another thing that, being far away, I feel like psychically I really have part of me in Chicago all the time and part of me in New York all the time. And so kind of the rises and falls of what's going on, you know, I think, or affect me too. And I'm always wondering, you know, how what's the rebuilding is and where everything's at with that.
Yeah, I mean, the protesting is stopped and the looting and all that, but I mean, there's still, you know, growing violence in the city. So, I mean, that's what we have to contend with in the city right now, and a lack of support on all sides. So it's been a tough road because nobody's coming into the city either to do anything. I mean, I chair the broadcast museum in town, a television and radio museum here. And, you know, we opened last weekend for a showing of a rock exhibit, and we had 15 people for 4 days or 3 days. Like, people are just not coming to the city right now, and it's not just about COVID. They're afraid to bring families down here and stuff. So it's been it's been a bit of a challenge. But what I wanted to tell you about Macy's, what they're offering, if you don't want to come downtown or you don't want to come and sit by the tree, they're doing holiday meal kits through like Grubhub, or you can pick it up like for almost a month. They're doing like a kit for 4 or 6 people with the pot pie and all that. And you can actually either go get it or order it and have it delivered to your home. So you can have a taste of that by your own tree, which is kind of cool.
That's amazing. But I mean, first of all, I'm a vegetarian, so
true. Yeah.
You know, it's kind of, I mean, I wish they made a vegetable pot pie. Are you listening, Macy's? You got it. One thing that's kind of a, you know, the Frango pie is the best, but don't you want an option to have that little ice cream snowman too?
And the little mug that comes with it.
Because I know that there are some people that really love that little snowman.
Yeah, that might have to be a do-it-yourself kit. That might melt on the way back. But I agree with you 1,000%. So many great traditions. Absolutely. Well, I'm looking forward to the season premiere on Wednesday. And I have to tell you, it's always a pleasure hanging out with you.
You too, David. Let me know what you think.
Okay, we'll do. We'll do. Thanks, Lisi.
Thanks so much.
All right. Top stories are next on 720 WGN.